Hi, my name is Dr. Mike Polansky from the Leadership Professors. I'm pleased to present this Minute for Science for our colleagues at HR headquarters. Today, I want to talk about leadership training programs. Chances are you have participated in one at some point, or if you are a human resources professional, perhaps you've even facilitated such a program. Indeed, leadership training is big business, as the industry is estimated to generate in excess of $14 billion in revenue every year. But just how effective are such programs? Calculating the return on investment is notoriously difficult. Fortunately, there are many peer-reviewed scientific studies on leadership training and development programs. A recent meta-analysis published in the Journal of Applied Psychology examined results from 335 studies of leadership training. The cumulative results from these studies were somewhat surprising and overall quite positive. For example, the authors found that quality leadership training programs can result in up to a 25% increase in participant learning, up to a 28% increase in leadership behaviors performed on the job, and up to a 20% increase in overall job performance. The article also goes on to suggest some best practices for a successful leadership training program, including, number one, conducting a pre-program needs analysis to identify desired outcomes. As you might expect, programs which are tailored to meet the needs and the culture for a particular organization tend to be more effective. Number two, using multiple delivery methods in the training program, including conveying information, demonstrating the most important behaviors and skills, and providing practice opportunities for participants. Number three, providing multiple training sessions instead of just one longer session. Number four, using internal or external trainers instead of self-administered training. Number five, providing mechanisms for feedback to the participants, but making sure those mechanisms work and are cost-effective. For example, 360-degree surveys are often a powerful feedback mechanism, but they may not make sense in every situation. And number six, and perhaps most intriguing, consulting with others outside of your field to ensure that the program you administer is evidence-based and practically relevant. So in other words, partner with someone like a university-based researcher or practitioners with research-based training. At the Leadership Professors in our research, teaching, and consulting, we have seen the power of effective leadership training programs. When designed and executed well, they can be a key component of organizational effectiveness. Thank you.